So before we start, Pastor was saying how we've been preaching about last day things. And actually something is happening here tonight that I'm sure falls along with it, with, you know, good being called evil and everything being backwards and flipped upside down in the last days. Well, today you're having an Air Force guy tell a Marine and an Army guy to toughen up. So whether it's Biden or Trump, who knows? Well, you didn't say anything, so I tried to isolate. All right, so yeah, the last days are among us. So, sorry, couldn't let that one go. I'm going to pay for that one. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for a place we could come to worship you, sing about you, look into your word. Thank you for your word, God. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to have soft hearts, Lord, and submissive hearts, God, that we'd be obedient to what your word has for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so honestly, though, I'm not doing anything about last days. Today, we'll look at just things we ought to be doing daily. And I tried to arrange it, you know, as in the time frame of a day. So what we really should be looking for is, yeah, study last day, study everything, but really our day-to-day walk is what we're going to answer for. You know, when we get to the judgment seat of Christ, that's what's going to matter. So let's jump into it at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And again, I'm trying to mirror this to a day, so let's begin in verse 31. So 1 Corinthians 15, 31. Yes, please, if you have your Bible, follow me. I could say something wrong. I could give a wrong reference. And you don't want to trust me. You want to trust the Bible. So verse 31, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. So look back at verse 31, and let's look at this as first thing we wake up in the morning. We have to die. Get out of bed and then die. Die to yourself. As looking down at verse 36. If something doesn't die, it doesn't produce the fruit. Actually, let's go down to 38, I'm sorry. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it might chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. We have to die. That corn that you throw, that grain, it's not alive. It has to die. It has to open up, and life has to be able to come from it. So if we wake up, we start our day, and we reckon ourselves dead. Look at Romans chapter 6. When we say, I die daily, Romans 6 is going to give it a little bit more specifics on it. Look at verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we die daily, we have to die to the sin. Romans chapter 12 talks about being a living sacrifice. You have to be dead to be a sacrifice. If you're going to offer something, it dies. So the first thing we have to do in our daily walk is we have to die. Get out of bed, reckon yourself dead under the sins, you know, put off the weights that we hear about in Hebrews, and just, you know, be alive, as the end of verse 11 says, alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's putting his will above ours. You're dead to sin, you're dead to your will. So that's our first thing. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 9. So after we reckon ourselves dead, and get in our mind that the day that we're about to go through doesn't have to be a win for us. It's got to be a win for Jesus Christ. It's got to be a win for what His will is, and just be a good testimony. Let's look at Matthew 6, verses 9 through about 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So after you die, after you reckon yourself dead to sin, you ought to pray. You ought to pray, and specifically in here it talks about this day, our daily bread. You ought to pray for what God has to give, the provision for your day. Amen. For the job you have, you ought to be thankful for. You ought to ask for help in it. If you have a family, ask for wisdom and guidance. If you're the husband, if you're the mother with the children, if you're the children, just, you know, the ability to grow and to learn. But after dying, daily we ought to pray. And let's look at a couple things in here. Mentioned our daily bread, and Jesus Christ did say, I am the bread of life. You got to get plugged into Jesus Christ at the beginning of your day. But also look, it talks about thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So acknowledge that His will is what you want to get accomplished for your day. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Recognize God for who He is. And when I was younger, I learned an acronym. I don't know if it's everybody knows it, but it's in prayer, ACTS. It stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. And our pastor, that's how he used to tell us you ought to pray. You ought to adore God. You know, acknowledge Him, like here, hallowed be thy name. You know, He's in heaven. And then confess. Get all the sin out of the way. And actually, I stopped short in verse 12. It goes on for that. And forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. Did I say that? I'm getting old. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now I remember saying it. So yeah, confession. Confess your sins. Get that clean slate. You know, and the nice thing, look at Psalm 86. And this is pretty interesting. A lot of times we go to 1 John, and I have that written down about He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And that's awesome. But Psalm 86 is, for me, and I might look at things differently. I went to school on the short bus. But it was Psalm 86, verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. He's ready. He sees us. You know, His eyes go to and fro, beholding the evil and the good. He sees when we mess up. As soon as He sees it, He's ready to forgive. We just got to go to Him. Just got to confess, get it right. And then Thanksgiving, you know, just be thankful for what you have day to day. And then after that, supplication. And then, you know, you're on a good slate, you're acknowledging God, you're being thankful, and then ask Him. So if you're one of the folks and all of us, I guess, at time to time, just start praying and just ask Him for stuff. That acronym may help. But just remember, put God where He's at. And again, this example that the Lord prayed for the apostles is a good indicator for it. And all those things, it goes right in there. We talked about the will, forgiving. It also talks about as we forgive others. So we have to have a forgiving spirit. And what about the parable where the man was owed and he forgave, but then that guy that owed him, somebody was owed to him and he didn't forgive? And I just thought, I didn't write the reference down, but that did not turn out to be a good day for that gentleman. So think of that in our case. You know, if Chris owes me something and I owe Alex something and he forgives, how am I not going to forgive Chris? And think about when we're praying and confessing God to a holy, righteous God, and then we have somebody that will cut us off. You know, we can't forgive him for that, or somebody that makes fun of us, can't forgive him for that. It's ridiculous. And then let's look at what else we have in here. We have the daily bread. We got to get plugged into Jesus, forgiveness. Oh, lead us not into temptation. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. but deliver us from evil. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Remember, this is stuff day by day. We want to do these things. In verse 13, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you be able, that ye may be able to bear it. So there's temptation that's going to come. We can ask him, and I think it is a good idea to ask him to keep us away from anything stupid that we might do. But if and when we get into that, 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us there's a way to get out. You know, the best way is as soon as you recognize it, get out of there. Amen. Don't be a tough guy. Don't try to get, you know, so close and then think you could turn away. Even if you can, it's not worth the chance. Let's go to John 6 real quick about that daily bread. We'll just look at that verse because, like I said, I don't want you guys just to hear me say it. Ken doesn't want to hear me say it either. So John 6, 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's what we need every day. Get to Jesus, acknowledge him, you know, get plugged in, think about his will. So now you've woken up and died, and now you're praying, you're getting things straight in your heart and your mind. Go to Acts chapter 17. And again, you're going to notice all these verses talk about either daily or day-to-day or day-by-day. And I just think, surprise, surprise, the Bible gives us a good outline of how to live our day. Look at Acts 17, we'll start in verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. But look back at verse 11, you know, and it's specifically talking about Paul and Paul preaching the word, which, as I'm saying, as I'm preaching the word, search scriptures, make sure I'm saying what's correct. But you should also apply that just to your daily living. You know, the things you're hearing, whether it's from friends or advice you're getting, you ought to search the scriptures and see if the advice you're getting, you know, the news you're getting, the stuff from work you're getting or whatever, if it's the way you ought to do things. You know, if they violate the principles of scripture, you shouldn't do it. But just whatever's coming through, your eye gates, your ear gates, whatever other gates you have, just check it with the scripture. Let that be your filter to see what you ought to do and what you shouldn't be doing. It's going to help you. The more you read, and again, daily, not once in a while, not on Saturday mornings if you wake up early enough, daily. And when you do that, you're going to recognize truth. You don't have to spend as much time, oh, I wonder what they're doing. Just read daily, filter everything through here, and when the garbage and junk comes up, you're going to recognize it as such. Let's jump down, stay in Acts 17, but let's go to chapter 17. Let's go to verse 17. We'll go in 16, the paragraph marker. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. When you're going through your daily life, you know, you're going to the store, if you go to the market, you're going to the doctors or whatever, the lost world already has the opposition of God. So when I see the word disputing, I don't have a problem. It doesn't mean I'm saying go pick a fight. They're already the enemy of God. So handing them a track is disputing already. But daily, whatever you're doing daily, even with all these guys dropping stuff, with Corona, when we couldn't go to stores and stuff had to get dropped off, have tracks ready at your door. You know, be ready when they get there. And daily, it's not, we do Spence's, here's a shameless plug, Spence's on Saturday, love to get more people involved. But it's not just Spence's that Brother Heath and I are waiting for on Saturdays and Brother Darren for a few hours to talk to people. Daily, the people we run into, we're supposed to be disputing with them about Jesus Christ, about salvation, not about stupid things, but about eternity. Not get our eyes off the temporal, and we'll have a lot more joy if we get our eyes off the temporal. Let's jump over to Acts chapter 2. So just to catch you up, we woke up and died, and then we got praying, got our hearts aligned with what God wants, asked Jesus to get in and be a part of it. We've searched the scriptures to see what's going on and the things we're hearing and seeing how they line up with scripture. And we're talking to folks and we're trying to get the gospel out. We go to Acts 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. First notice these are new converts. So daily fellowship. We need daily fellowship. New folks that are saved need daily fellowship. And old folks, or people save longer, you guys need to be the fellowship for the new converts. But it's got to be a day-to-day thing. Your best friend should not be outside of the body of Christ. Amen. You really, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I don't think you really ought to have friends by the true definition of friends outside the body of Christ. Right. Have acquaintances, be there for them, help them, do whatever you can for them. But as a friend, it's got to be in the body of Christ, and it's to edify and exhort and teach and, you know, provoke each other to good works and all that kind of stuff. Those are the folks we need to be around. Amen. All right, and so those are new converts. Let's jump to Acts chapter 5. So again, after you're reading, checking everything out, you're witnessing to folks and you're having fellowship so you could continue to grow. Acts 5, look at verse 41. Well, actually, let's go up to verse 29 just so without question we know who we're talking about here. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted to his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, "Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves that ye what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Those are the older converts. Those are the folks that those new converts that we just read about need to see. And that's the example that they need to see of them. Even if Biden does win, whoever's going to get saved in the next couple months here needs to still see Ken going around teaching, needs to see Heath, Darren, myself, Alex out on the streets, Eric out on the streets preaching. Those things can't change, and it's daily. Now, schedules were a little different back then. They'd go to the market every single day to get their daily stuff, I suppose. But this outline for our day, I think we could follow pretty closely and not really strain from what we would normally be doing. So let's look at one other. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. So again, just to recap, you die daily in the morning unto sin. Pray, get yourself lined up with the Lord, ask for the daily bread, you know, get Jesus in with what in your life and get along with Jesus' will and what he wants you to do. Search your scriptures daily, do your reading, witnessing daily, have your fellowship, the apostles, the new converts, the fellowship we saw in Acts 2, the older apostles, the fellowship we saw in Acts 5, be willing to take the beating if you need to and keep on going. See Hebrews 3, and look at verse 13. All right, Hebrews 3, 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we need to be exhorting each other daily. And let me, I looked it up because exhort's one of those words that I just needed to look up. And if I could figure out how to use this and find it. What's that? Yes, it's a dictionary. I had to phone a friend to figure out how to use it. All right, so exhort, to incite by words or advice, to animate or urge by arguments to a good deed or to any laudable conduct or course of action. So it goes along with the verse of provoking one another to good works, but we're to incite it by words. You know, sometimes we need to stir each other up. We need to provoke each other. We need to tell each other what we got to do, especially that verse at the end of it says, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We're all going to have our times where we're falling into the deceitfulness of sin when we're doing stuff and we're deceived, our heart will deceive us. We have to be able to go ahead and exhort each other. And one of the things that means, though, is that you have to have the spirit about you that people don't think you're just being a jerk. If they think you think you're arrogant and you're above them and all that stuff, they're not going to receive it. So you have to be humble when you do it. But we need to exhort one another daily. Again, daily. Every day we need to be doing these things. And then lastly, let's jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll start in verse 13. And I will pause the countdown. So for 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with him, with you. For all things are for your sakes.
Where are you at?
2 Corinthians 4:13 into 14. Did I say first? Sorry, guys. You guys, forgive me. Forgive me, we talked about that earlier, didn't we? I got one hook. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Are we all there yet? Actually, I was testing to see if you guys truly were following along in your Bibles. And I apologize for lying. All right. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. Amen. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So that's just worth mentioning too. Keep our mind and our eyes on the things that are eternal, folks. But going back up to our day by day, the inward man is renewed day by day. You do these things, especially starting off your day, renew your inward man day by day, and you'll find this outline is easier to go by. And wait, let me unpause it now. So that's just a little daily outline that Lord showed me one day, so I just thought I'd pass it along. And again, I think if we could follow this, it'd make our daily walks a lot easier, make the judgment seat of Christ a lot more pleasant. And that's all I got. Pastor, you're up.
Thank you. Y'all enjoy that? Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah. Yeah. I preached a message called The Day by Day, The Upward Way. That's